the 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com newsroom, here's what's happening.
Noon, I'm Gary Stevens. This news is brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. The summer-like weather will continue through tomorrow, and then it'll be a little chilly as the weekend gets closer. A look at Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com follows this news. A 68-unit proposed senior condominium project on part of the former Holland Country Club site will be before the Holland Planning Commission tonight. Covenant LLC wants to rezone the land to accommodate the Villas of Holland development that would have all units beyond ground level. The rest of the one-time golf course has been turned into natural wetlands and parkland by the Ottawa County Parks Commission. One of Holland's landmarks is off-limits right now. Work on renovating the Deswan windmill began in earnest yesterday when the blades of the 252-year-old authentic Dutch structure were taken down, and the top was slated for removal today. According to Mayor Kurt Dykstra, the $750,000 project to restore the milling capabilities of the windmill, along with other improvements, should be completed by late this year in order to have it working by next spring's Tulip Time Festival.
There are cranes and all stuff in the parking lots of Windmill Island Gardens, and they are taking the blades off, taking the top off, and getting to the guts of it. So it's underway.
A fundraising effort to generate $2.1 million for renovating the entire Windmill Island Garden site is ongoing. While the windmill is closed, the rest of the island is open to the public at reduced rates for visitors to the Tulip City. Admission to the park is free for Holland area residents. Now, just as bulbs are planted in the fall that blossom in the spring for tulip time, so too are careers planted in the festival that can blossom over time.
The festival is looking for talented college students to help in the planning of the 85th Festival, which takes place from May 3rd through the 10th in 2014. Kara Hood, internship coordinator for the Tulip Time Festival, talks about the process of becoming an intern.
What we're looking for is students, particularly undergraduate students, who have some customer service event planning experience is great, but we welcome all majors. What they do is submit a resume, cover letter if they'd like, and we schedule an interview. Then they're interviewed by the person that will most likely be supervising them.
Hood hopes to fill 6 to 8 internships by the end of September. For more information, contact Hood at 396-4221 or visit the website tuliptime.com. Diane Costin, WHTC News.
It's a big night for West Ottawa Public Schools with a 2-hour open house at West Ottawa High's campus to go over curriculum, assessment, and class structure. In the administration offices at 6:30 p.m., it's the kickoff meeting. For what officials hope will be a 60-person community group that will go over the district's long-range facility needs and to develop a plan that would include $85 million in bond requests. It was a time to look back, but also a time to look ahead this morning. Randy Thalen of Lakeshore Advantage was the featured speaker during the first early bird breakfast of the season by the Michigan West Coast Chamber of Commerce, as his group that helps build business opportunities in the greater Holland area celebrated its 10th anniversary last month.
We've had some highs, we've had some lows. Certainly we've suffered through the Great Recession like everybody else, but unlike everybody else, we've been able to recover and rebound far faster than the rest of the country. It's certainly far faster than the rest of the state.
Arvin Thalen told an audience of around 300 at the Hayworth Inn that two problems are affecting local economic growth, one of which is the lack of industrial space.
If you're in the market for a 30,000-square-foot building and you want to continue to grow here and you can't wait for new construction, good luck. We simply don't have it.
The other is developing an educated workforce.
We have to make sure our young people are better prepared and better trained to contribute to the companies in our community. If we do that, then we'll be in a position to help see our companies continue to grow.
Thalen's complete comments are available on our website at WHTC.com. Go to WHTC News in the podcast tab. A mystery candidate appears to be ready to outflank Governor Snyder on the right.
Kyle Malin with Mears News says that in speaking with Michigan Republican Party leaders, there could be quite the challenger in the next Republican primary in the race for governor.
I don't know who it is. They wouldn't tell me. Other than it's somebody who allegedly has been in a high-profile race in the last 5 years. Somebody who can also raise some resources, because that's what it's all about. It doesn't really make a lot of difference if it's somebody who, A, can't even get the 15,000 signatures needed to get on the ballot, or B, can't even raise the money to put together a real campaign.
The candidate could make an announcement in just a few weeks. Snyder still has yet to announce any formal bid for re-election.
Sam Harold, WHTC News.
A Michigan State Police trooper has died after being shot in the head during a traffic stop near Ludington last night. Paul Butterfield was wounded during an exchange of gunfire by two suspects who then fled the scene, according to Lieutenant Chris McIntyre, the commander of the State Police Post in Rockford.
It was all very, very fluid and dynamic as it was information was coming in on where they may be, and when they ultimately found them, it was a very short exchange of gunfire.
Fellow troopers encountered and captured a man and a woman a short time later in Manistee County after another shootout. No details as to the identity of the suspects were immediately available.
Executing search warrants and seizing evidence and talking to witnesses and talking to the suspects, trying to put the piece of the puzzle together for us so we can give the entire package to the prosecutor, make sure we do it right.
The 14-year veteran trooper died in surgery at Munson Medical Center in Traverse City, and McIntyre said that the shooting is proof that there is no such thing as a routine traffic stop.
Absolutely aren't. You just can't prepare for something like this. We have probably the best training out there, and we do all the right things. And Trooper Butterfield did the right things last night.
Flags are at half-staff at State Police Post across Michigan, with a similar tribute for all flags statewide expected as McIntyre's funeral service approaches. A bill has been introduced in the State House that would make bullying a misdemeanor punishable by possible jail time in Michigan.
The plan introduced by State Representative Dale Zorn would allow judges the option of ordering mental health treatment for bullies that are convicted. Zorn says that in this age of the Internet, bullying has become a serious problem.
It's very easy to bully on the Internet, and it causes the same psychological problems as if it was done verbally or physically. So we must remember that when we're on the Internet or on social media, that we must remember that people deserve to be treated well.
As defined in the bill, bullying is engaging in an assault on another person or referring to another person with a derogatory name or label while in their presence on two or more separate occasions. The legislation is currently before the House Committee on Judiciary. Andrew Green reporting.
State lawmakers are back in Lansing after the summer break, and while Medicaid expansion and the Common Core curriculum were issues that garnered the most headlines during the recess, other matters will be discussed by legislators, and one of them is reforming the state's unlimited catastrophic auto insurance coverage. That's something that's eating away more and more of Michigan drivers' pocketbooks, according to Senator Arlen Meekoff of West Olive.
If you look at your last insurance bill, I think it's $170 a car
right, for
the MCCAA fund, which it's probably going to go to $200 a car. What we have is out of control medical expenses, a lot of things in there, so it's not sustainable, and we got to figure out a way to make it sustainable.
Advocates of maintaining the unlimited coverage refute the insurance industry's economic claims and say that those who suffer such catastrophic injuries need to have that assurance that all of their medical costs will be met. Any hopes the Tigers might have had of a stress-free September have evaporated during this 9-game road trip, with the Bengals dropping 2 of 3 in both Boston and Kansas City before losing the opener of a 3-game set in Chicago to the White Sox last night 5-1. Chris Sale was sharp for the Pale Hosts, scattering 4 hits and striking out 8 in 8 scoreless innings. And the All-Star has earned the respect of his teammates, such as Paul Konerko.
Best part about him, he's a lot like Burley was here. Like, you know, he's all about the team, and never once did he ever, you know, has not complained and not, he's been behind his teammates the whole way. You know, not a bad word he'll say about anybody. So that's how you get the respect of your teammates, and he's earned that.
Meanwhile, Detroit's divisional lead has shrunk to 4.5 games, and images of 2009, when the Tigers frankly choked away the division title, are starting to return to some fans' minds. Rick Porcello will try to stop the rot for Detroit in this evening's middle game of the series in Chicago's U.S. Cellular Field against Eric Johnson of the White Sox. Coverage with Dan Dickerson and Jim Price on 1450 WHTC begins at 7:45 p.m. The Cubs may not have much to celebrate this season, but they can point to an anchor on their pitching staff in Travis Wood. The one-time Cincinnati left-hander returned to the Queen City last night and blanked the Reds on 6 hits over 7 innings, in a 2-0 triumph last night. Dale Swaim expects his team's lone All-Star to end the season with a flourish.
Tough for him not to finish strong. I mean, you're a guy, he's got 3 starts left. And, you know, he's pitched his butt off all year long.
The Cubs and Reds meet again at the Great American Ballpark this evening with Edwin Jackson on the mound for Chicago. Holland's hometown forecast from WHTZ.com calls for a sunny afternoon and a high of 90, mostly clear tonight, low 71. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a chance of a thunderstorm, high 85, and then a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday, high 75. This news has been brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. Check them out online at yourhometownagency.com. I'm Gary Stevens for 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.